Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Just like the Patriots are moving on, and I wanted to do a little bit of a recap here because it was a long weekend yesterday, Martin Luther King Day, and a lot is kind of happening around this football team. You're reading a lot of names on Twitter or the Wire and different things, so I wanted to kind of recap. Interrupt if you guys need to. I'm just going to do a quick kind of the names that have been in the news here.
Yeah, go for it.
If you know somebody, you got a hot take on one of these names, because I'll be honest, I don't know a lot of them. A lot of them are guys that, you know, crossed Mike Vrabel's path at some point. So there's a defensive coordinator request in for Ryan Crowe, outside linebacker coach with the Dolphins. He was with the Titans from 2018 to 2023, a.k.a. the bulk of the Mike Vrabel era. Mike Reese, and we talked about it earlier, seems like he keeps touting Terrell Williams, who was with the Titans and most recently has been with the Lions as their D-line coach. Eagles inside linebackers coach Bobby King is a name that has been thrown around by Mike Reese. We also had the report that John Stryker, I believe,
has been hired.
Has been hired, although it's not official yet. But John Stryker, who sounds like he could be the next Ernie Adams. He's the right-hand man for Vrabel in Tennessee. He was the game management assistant for Sean McVay's Rams last year.
Wait, John Stryker was?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he spent a year with the Rams because Vrabel was out of work and that was his guy. And, so,
and he was essentially like an Ernie Adams?
Yes.
Fascinating.
So a smart guy around smart guys.
You need an Ernie Adams.
Yes. But you're never going to have Ernie Adams, I feel like, because, I mean, Ernie and Bill went to freaking boarding school or whatever together.
No. It was a weird, like, symbiotic kind of relationship, and Ernie's, but no, there is no other Ernie Adams.
Did you guys get that out there? That was a
But the point is, someone that knows in real time while the game's going on what the best plan of action, what do the odds say, do we punt here, do we go for it, what do we, you know, what is the strategy in these situations, in these kind of high, you know, these
high leverage situations.
Thank you. Situations and games. You need someone in your ear that knows what the hell to do. And somebody like that would be great for a Mike Vrabel.
And somebody that you trust. Somebody that you care about. I mean, we saw it how many times, Fitzy, with, oh, are we going to go for two? Not go for two. Yeah. Are we going to punt? We're not going to
punt. They botched almost every critical high leverage situation. But wasn't there supposed to be
Evan Rothstein?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to throw him under the bus.
No, but under the bus. I mean, let's bring him out of the shadows, man. He was terrible at his job. I mean, the challenges.
Or did Gerard not? Did he provide the prop? This is something
we don't know. Ask the question, and I'm going to tell you the answer is no already.
Okay, so you
I like his style.
I love it. Good.
Yeah. I know where you're going, but go ahead.
This is how we get in the mind of a football player for those of us that want to know these things because we love the game so much. For like an Evan Rothstein Gerard Mayo relationship, did Rothstein provide the intel and Mayo just couldn't pull the trigger or didn't know what to do with it? Like, because he just, I think a lot of people thought that because you just sort of would see, like, you see D'Amico Ryan, speaking of Houston, there he is over there, high-fiving everyone, so fired up, getting into the calls, looks like he wants to go out there and make the tackle himself. Mayo was at times beyond stoic. It was almost expressionless. Like he looked like the Madame Tussauds Gerard Mayo out there over there in the sideline. You could never tell what was going on, what was coming in, and the way that he was relaying it or conveying it to his players.
Yeah, the communication from my vantage point looked really bad. Like you wondered, does Gerard go over at night? You know, to I'm sure Alex Van Pelt's office was pretty close to his. A couple doors you got to walk down. Just going, hey, bud, you know, before the half, let's try and get some points on the board. We got maybe a timeout or two. Maybe don't run the football. Maybe, you know, let's be aggressive and maybe try and get some points. Like things that these problems that they would have before halftime, you would think that the head coach would go tell the offensive coordinator. I'm not so sure. So, and my feeling is I got the sense that Gerard literally let the offensive coordinator do whatever he wanted to do, the defensive coordinator do whatever he wanted to do, and he didn't inject his opinions or his philosophies. And so he was kind of, I think he was hands off, and I don't think that's a good thing.
Philosophy. You know? I think that was one of the things we batted back and forth all season. What the hell was the philosophy?
I'm not sure he had one. I'm not sure that he didn't share it. I don't think he knew it.
Again,
and it was like, huh? I guess Alex Van Pelt can do what he does because I don't really have a strong opinion. Yeah. Whereas your guy Vrabel, he's going to tell you what he thinks.
Yeah.
We know that. Whether it's you, me, or whoever his coordinator is.
Did you hear the the Tyler Lewan video that he put out there?
That was really good.
That
was phenomenal.
The best coach break. I think more people were fired up for Mike Vrabel coming back to town as coach after watching that.
I don't know how you don't watch that and just feel the same thing. But the point he made in that video over and over again was how prepared his team was, how smart his team was. And that's the beauty. Like that's the Belichickian thing, is the situational football awareness, knowing what to do, you know, not panicking. You know, our teams, gosh, I mean, we were in 03, 04, where we got really, really good at situational football. I mean, we all knew what to look for, what to do. We were so well coached. And Vrabes was out there, hey, watch the draw, watch it, you know. And so the team's going to be a hell of a lot smarter. Vrabes isn't going to just be hands off and let his coordinators do whatever they want to do. He's going to make sure they do exactly what he wants them to do.
So just to finish up the recap, it looks like Jeremy Springer is going to stay on as the special teams coordinator.
He earned it. He deserves it.
He did. And not only for his play on the field, they were good on the field, he is one of the few people that actually handled the turmoil of the last month really well. If you go back and listen to his press conferences, his interviews with Jones and Keefe on this station, he handled the booing and the questions about job security like a professional. He didn't tell the fans to know their role and sit down. He didn't
Jelani
really fire
Tobias
back.
Thing? He was great.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate about that.
Who was?
Springer was.
Oh, yeah. No, that's my point. He's basically the only... He did it better than the head coach. He did it better than almost anybody. Yeah. So I like that he stays around. Scott Peters is gone, their offensive line coach. He's now with the Bengals.
That's good.
what do you mean, strike force Scott?
I'm sorry, man. You, dude, most important unit on a football team is the offensive line. So it's the most important coaching position on a team is the offensive line coach.
He hadn't done it before, so it's not his fault.
Sorry, bro.
You're supposed to make a steak dinner with a bag of beef jerky?
And there's some of that, but you know that they would have been, and this isn't fair because he's the greatest ever, but with Scar coaching, they would have been better. You wouldn't have had consecutive plays where you lined up improperly or consecutive plays where you false started. Like, Scar wouldn't have dealt with that crap, allowed that crap, and they let it happen. And then the last hire looks like it's coming from Tennessee, was with the New York Giants last year. Frank Pirano is going to be the strength and conditioning coach. He was with Vrabel in Tennessee.
Hey, it's a position no one talks about, but one of the more important positions is the strength coach.
Absolutely.
I know that might sound weird, but trust me, that's a very, very important job.
And we also learned along the way that guy, the head coach, the players, kind of all need to be working together. Because we went down the road of Moses Cabrera says this, but Brady's guy says this, and now we got the head coach who doesn't like the you have to believe in the program for players to adhere to it, stay healthy, get stronger, be doing what they need to do. So if he's comfortable with Vrabes, I think that's
it. Even got so bad, wasn't the reason why there was an issue with Jake Bailey before he got sent packing to Miami that he didn't want to squat?
Yeah. There was that, and there was another issue that we won't talk about on air. So
the search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.